This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Charles, you were telling us how Beethoven was the most performed composer in Paris in the years before World War I. You've painted a very colourful picture of the city in your book about the world on the eve of war. And one American visitor said, "It's a city full of noble beauty and fascination. You cannot define this fascination, but you feel it. It takes possession of you." And do you think other visitors would have agreed with him, or was he just being rather romantic, because the Americans did have a rather romantic connection to Paris?
They did indeed. There was another writer who described Paris a little bit less romantically as being the central station of European culture. But nonetheless, there's this idea of Paris still being the place that people look to. And of course, the French are very much still very, very keen on that idea of Paris really being the, you know, London might be very wealthy and prosperous, but Paris is the centre of culture. And I think in 1913, French people looked to Paris. They saw it as being a city of great prestige, a great spirit. There was the Eiffel Tower at this time was being used to broadcast time around the world, so the French felt that maybe they were re-establishing themselves in this new technological era as a city from which the world would beat time, if you like. So that there was that excitement about Paris. If you wanted to launch a new cultural or artistic movement, as Marinetti did with Futurism, you do it in a French newspaper. You do it in Paris.
And one of the most exciting buildings in the city is the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées, which was finished in 1913, just like the Vienna Concert House, by coincidence. And it's quite a revolutionary building, an early example of construction using reinforced concrete. Were the French particularly forward-thinking in terms of architecture?
The French were quite forward-thinking in terms of architecture. They were very critical of that particular building. That was described as being the Zeppelin of the Champs-Élysées, I think. And Zeppelin, of course, is a term of abuse because Zeppelin's German. The French have got, the French have planes, which are sort of rather heroic birds of the air, whereas Zeppelins are sort of these big, lumbering, typically German things. So they didn't seem, or some people didn't seem to like this building very much. But the French were keen on technology and modernity. People forget that France was, it was still a very rural country, but it was also a country that had a booming film industry and this kind of thing.